Hello.
Hey, is this Marvin?
No, this is his son.
Oh, Mr. Cannon?
Yeah.
Okay. You had reached out, or one of you guys reached out about your property on Wigglesworth Road?
Yeah, I've been considering it.
Okay. I'm familiar with the place. What's got you interested in selling? Don't mind
Just
asking.
the fact that I used to travel a lot in my early 20s, and I miss traveling. And if I sold the house, I could get a camper and a truck and just basically hit the road.
Is that what you're looking to do? Or you're just pondering upon it?
No, that's what I'm, that's, it's something I'm seriously considering.
Okay. Does your work allow you to travel like that?
Yeah, I do everything. Yeah, I do everything online, so.
Okay, cool. Now, your father, is he still around? And I apologize if that's a little personal, but.
Yeah, he's still around. He owns the property on Country Road, and he's retired. He just stays at home all the time, but I know at this time he's not presently sell the house, his house.
Okay. So you're a junior, I imagine?
No. My name is Dennis.
Okay. Understood, Dennis. Okay. Do you have a travel trailer or do you have one in mind that you're looking to get?
I haven't found one yet. I've just been looking around trying to price them to just see, ballpark figures and stuff. So, I mean, I don't have any set prices right now.
Sure. So you kind of just had a thought. How long have you been thinking about this?
I've over the course of the last year I've been considering it, and I just recently kind of got a little serious thinking about it in the last 2 months.
Okay. Understood. Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the 23015 zip code and the Mount Olive Baptist Church right there.
Yep, that's literally 5 minutes from my house.
Yep. I got some property off Log Cabin Road.
Okay.
So, I mean, have you thought about what you're looking to get for it? Or, I mean, obviously it's going to probably need some improvement, but.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, it's been, I bought the house in 2013. And I haven't gotten any like appraisals or anything since buying it, obviously. But I mean, I'm interested to see what it's worth, and go from there.
Okay. So just want to get some rough ideas of what you would get. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Because I mean, for the right price, yeah, I'd definitely be willing to sell. And I could move back in over at my father's house and go from there,
Sure. Now, so that's probably the plan before you get the travel trailers, move back in with your father.
Yeah,
Okay. Cool. Well, I mean, did you have something in mind that you thought would be
What do you mean, like?
reasonable, a price?
What do you mean, like price-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I have not even remotely checked prices in years, because I mean, I hadn't, so I wouldn't know what a fair price would be. I mean, I've gotten, like my tax stuff and all that, but taxes, they don't value things quite the same as, I'm sure as you're well aware.
It's really hard for me to say one way or the other because some of them they're pretty spot on, some of them are far off, and some of them are far more. So it really depends on each county.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
If a county doesn't bring a lot of money in, they typically go higher on properties. If that, you can make sense of that, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, with this being, where it's at,
And I mean, it's 5 minutes away from. I don't know if you're familiar. I know you said you knew Mount Olive and the church. I literally live 5 minutes away from the river.
Yep.
So, and then the lake itself, that's about like 10 minutes away.
Yep.
So I mean, it's, and I have had other people show interest, but I just. And until the last, probably the last, like I said, 2 months, I've actually been more serious about actually doing it. So,
sure. Well, I'm definitely interested. You know, you're not sure what you want for it. I get it. I guess that's something that you might have to think about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. And I mean, I'm. You know, I wouldn't even mind getting in a, having, paying myself to have an appraisal done and then, you know, being able to use that to potentially, you know, figure it out from there.
Do you own it outright already?
No, I have a mortgage still.
Okay.
But, I mean, what I owe is far less than what it's actually worth. Because when I purchased the house, I had almost like $40,000 or $50,000 equity just going into the purchase.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, you know, I haven't kept up with, you know, anything over the years as far as values and stuff goes. So I'm not really familiar with that side of things anymore, you know.
Sure.
So.
Well. So if I hear you correctly, you're probably looking at the two range. Is that accurate or?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, two would be far, that would be, yeah, that I would definitely consider. I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, how about this? Let me do a little bit of homework on it.
Okay.
So you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, I haven't hard looked at the numbers, and you know, in order for me to do that, I need to look at it a little bit more in depth. But,
yeah, I completely understand. Yeah, I get that.
So with it needing repairs and everything, you know.
Yeah,
that,
and with that, that's where I'd be willing to come down some too. I mean, that's just where, you know, we get into the guts of things, and you know.
Yeah. Okay. So like high ones, low twos. All as is type of deal, it would be pretty cut and dry, pretty simple.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yep.
All right. Well, you mind if I give you? I mean, how quickly are you looking to do it? Because if, I mean, what I need to do is I just need to really look at it on paper some more. You know, like I said, I'm familiar with the property in the area, so I mean, even if I were to, let's just say I came close to two, how long would you even need to be like, all right, let's do this?
I would say within a month.
Okay. So you'd be ready. You just want to close in like a month.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. How about this? Can I give you a call back?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no, that'd be fine. Anything you need to do, I think you do whatever you need to do. That's perfectly cool.
Okay. But as far as I'm concerned and you're concerned, you're pretty ready.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm definitely. The only thing I have to do is I'm going to discuss with my brother and sister about moving back in with my father, but other than that, there's nothing really keeping me tied here, you know.
Okay. Well, if you want to do that, talk in the meantime, and then I'll give you a call back. Maybe we can make sense of this thing.
Yeah, that sounds fine. That's completely fine.
All right, Dennis. I'll call you back at 7:30.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Bubba. See ya.
All right.